takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
The people are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S.
Approach the microphone in this land of jokes. Can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these issues, scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need the CD media, they only ignore.
All right, you are listening live. Yes, live, February 12th, 2007. Lone Lantern Radio, RBNLive.com. What are you doing out there to take down the New World Order? What are you doing out there to restore this republic? Are you still sitting there watching movies? I hope not. I hope you've figured it out that it is time to get off the couch, walk to the front door, open your window, open your door, and scream, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore! Remember that? From that movie Network? I finally saw that, and now I understand it. Wow, everything's coming full circle. We're going to have open lines tonight, because I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and you aren't either. So call in and sound off. 1-800-313-9443. We're giving away free DVDs tonight, the Triple Threat Lone Lantern DVD. Our special quote winner is going to get the Lone Lantern Special Edition America Freedom to Fascism DVD. I'm going to tell you about some addictions I've got. I'm also going to talk about our gear shop, some other interesting things. You know what? It's all out. It's Crazy Monday. You're invited. Lone Lantern Radio. I mean, this stuff does not stop. The momentum keeps going. And you are on board, okay? We are on this train. The train is bound for glory. And we're going to take it to the flip side.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage. And we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
All right, welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. You can check out our website, and if you don't, you're going to be left in the dust when the New World Order tramples on your back. LoneLantern.org. Step up to the plate, plug in, get involved, and destroy the New World Order. You know, I don't think I've ever really explained what our seal, the great seal of the Lone Lantern Society, what it means. You know, it was created by somebody over at Conspiracy Central, a great graphic artist. Only goes by the name Sweet Stephanie. I sent her some images, and I gave her a general idea of how I wanted the seal to appear, and she produced something so beautiful that it has really become the centerpiece of our organization. At the base of it, you see Paul Revere. He's riding on his horse, and he's got his fist up in the air. He's shaking his fist, and just above his head, you see this pyramid floating through the air, kind of ominous with the all-seeing eye. You know, that's the Illuminati attempting to look over everything. But just over to the left of that all-seeing eye, you see a beautiful sketch of a church. And that's actually the Old North Church. That is the same church that the lanterns were placed when Paul Revere rode. You know, the name Lone Lantern originates from the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, one if by land, two if by sea. And as Paul Revere rode it to at the site of two lanterns, we are now riding at the site of one, because the enemies are here and they are on our soil. And that is why you see this church, the Old North Church, in our seal. And if you look at the seal close enough, you can see an outline, a beacon of light that is shining on the Illuminati's pyramid. Because that light is piercing the darkness and illuminating the Illuminati with the truth. Because they no longer can claim that they have the truth. The truth is now in the hands of the American patriots. And that's what the Lone Lantern Society means. That's what the Lone Lantern Society is here for. And if you look closer, you'll see two ribbons, two banners that create the inside of the seal. And in Latin, it says, Nuntius Novo Generosco Libertà, Funus Novus Ordo Seclorum. And translating, that means announcing the new birth of freedom and the death of the new world order. That is our motto. That is our purpose. That is why we are here. And that is exactly why you are listening to this show. And I want to thank you for taking part. Now let's jump out to our quote. Our quote today. All right? Now before I get to the quote, the calling number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Let's see, where did I put that quote? Okay, here's the quote, all right? If you fear making anyone mad, then you ultimately probe for the lowest common denominator of human achievement. If you fear making anyone mad, then you ultimately probe for the lowest common denominator of human achievement. So if you know who said that, give us a call. 1-800-313-9443. And Thomas over there in the engineering room, let me know if anyone's on the line. Just give me a little whisper in the ear here, and we'll put them through. Exactly, Thomas, yes, just like that. Thomas has a way about him. He can whisper in my ear and lets me know all the secrets going on in the engineering room there. Thank you, Thomas, for your hard work and dedication. And, you know, I wanted to let everybody know that I do have a drug problem, and I'm making a confession tonight. I am hopelessly addicted to caffeine. Yes, it's true. Because when the tough get going, the tough reach for energy drinks. Maybe some of you wonder out there, you know, how can I continuously push out this kind of energy? That's because I literally have an IV of caffeine. Beverages injecting into my bloodstream every night. It's kind of expensive. You know, you have to go to the seedy parts of Chicago to pick it up. But it's there, and it's very effective in souping up my my energy level with caffeine and sugar and taurine and all that good stuff. But, yes, I do have an addiction, and it is caffeine. What else is going on? You know, we've got these several campaigns that we're working on right now with the Lone Lantern Society, one of which is defeating the Real ID, and I have really been pushing this hard. You know, the state of Maine set an example, the state of Montana set an example, and the Lone Lantern Society of America wants to set an example for everyone out there as well. What we're doing, and if you want to watch and kind of participate in what we're doing, kind of get an idea of how we're doing it, go check out our forums at lonelantern.org. Click the forums on the left-hand side of the page. You'll be bounced in there. You do have to register. All you need to register is a username and an email address so you can check it out. basically what we're doing is we've copied the Maine legislation. And I was recently on Jason Burmes' show on Saturday, John Connor's show Sunday. I was also on Richard Reeves' show Sunday. I plan to do Mike Chambers' show this week as well. And I'm going all over the place, and this is what needs to be said. This is what we need to do. This is the example needs to be set for everybody, is get a copy of the legislation that was introduced in the state of Maine. Okay? You can see that legislation in our forum. Get a copy of it. Adjust the text so that it fits your state's parameters. Get a list of all of the state representatives, your state senators. In Illinois, we have 59 districts. Every district is represented by a state senator. The state senator goes to the state capitol, and they sit around and they jawbone, and then they finally get around to voting. So what we're doing is we are going to introduce this legislation from the organization, from the Lone Lantern Society, the organization, to each of these district senators. Then when we have submitted it to them through their capital office, through their district office, and through both of their fax machines, so we're going to mail it to them, mail it to both their offices, we're going to fax it to both their offices, then follow up with phone calls, and put pressure on these individuals. See, these guys, when they end up being senators, like Tricky Dick Durbin and Saddam Obama, when they go to Washington, they become compromised by the lobbyists, by corporate money. I think we can still petition those guys to hear what we have to say. I think we will really ultimately be more effective reaching out to our state senators in those specific districts and put more pressure on them. They're more accessible, and plus, once the state legislature passes that law, it will supersede the federal government's mandates. So this is exactly what needs to be done. We're doing that with the Real ID Act, and that also can be duplicated, as we mentioned on John's show last night, with the VeriChip, as the people did so in Wisconsin. They have made it illegal to have an injectable RFID tag in your body. So we're going to try and get that accomplished as well. But we're using this Real ID Act submitted from the people as our first real legislative action. See, we can run around, we could pass out DVDs, and we can keep working to raise awareness in the public sector. But we also need to work, you know, kind of like a two-pronged attack, getting legislation in from the state level. Looks like we got a caller on the line, Mark in the great windy city of Chicago. Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hi, Gary. It's Simplex. To start out, I'd like to mention something interesting I had found on the web. Faraday cage underwear. You know, a Faraday cage will protect electromagnetic energy from going in or out. So even if they put the chip in you, just wear the underwear, you're safe. Perfectly well, right?
Wait, what are you saying? You want to have
Faraday
special
cage underwear? Well, yeah, no, I mean, a Faraday cage is a way to defeat our Faraday cage. If you look up Faraday cage, you'll find it's a way to protect an environment from electromagnetic energy.
With that, I saw in the film you take a garbage can and you line it with a sleep or something, and you can put all your electricity in case of an EMP attack, and you sustain or keep your...
Right, yeah. It keeps the electromagnetic... It essentially, the surface
necessary that he should be a cringe.
Oh, I hear him.
Yeah, we're coming up on a break, Simplock. Stay over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back with Lone Lantern Radio, Gary Franchi, LoneLantern.org, and Simplock. See you soon.
It does not matter whether the war has actually happened. And since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or bad. All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival.
All right, we're back with Lone Lantern Radio. Yes, the caffeine is flowing. The taurine is raging through the veins right now. The sugar, the sappy, sugary corn syrup is just injecting all the neuro centers of my brain, and we are firing on every cylinder tonight, as far as I know. I want to thank everyone for tuning into Lone Lantern Radio. We were just talking with Simplox. He's one of our members. He's very active in our forum. Simplox, how do you like the forum system? You find it to be a pretty adequate device to communicate with other members? How do you like it?
It's coming along. It's looking pretty nice. I mean, there's going to be problems eventually that you'll run into when you get topics that are just like hundreds and hundreds of postings, and there's going to be, you know, a need to do some archival stuff somewhere down the line in order to keep it managed for current use. But, yeah, I like it so far. Go ahead.
I was going to say we're getting about 10 new registrations every single day.
Good to hear people coming on board.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the growth, and this has only been live for I think less than a month. So I could only imagine
about
what's going to be.
About 2 weeks, wasn't it? Saturday before last.
Yeah, it was the 21st. January 21st. That's when we went live with everything. So really excited to see the growth.
I was talking about Faraday cages.
Yes.
You want to hear any more on this? The idea. One of the. I mean, I started out with Faraday underwear because it's just so funny. I mean, I actually did find such a site, a link. I'll try to find it and post it. I'm looking at the Wikipedia Faraday cage. Faraday cage on Wikipedia. An enclosure formed by conducting material or a mesh of such material. Such an enclosure blocks out external electrical fields. One of the things, it'll block electrical fields either way. I mean, electrical field trying to get through the mesh will disperse through the surface of the mesh so that it doesn't transmit on either side. So if you had an RFID and you had an external signal trying to activate that RFID, it would get blocked. And if for some reason the RFID was simply trying to broadcast on its own, the signal inside would be blocked by the very same Faraday cage. So like here in Illinois, you have your iPass. Now, if you had a bag in your car that operated on this principle, between toll booths, you could just and whenever you're not on a toll road, you could just jam this thing into your Faraday cage bag, and now it's not going to send or receive anything. I mean, we could extend this to the concept of having wallets like this and stuff. I mean, probably not going to be able to stop this thing in full right out the gate. I mean, we may be able to get it stopped here and there in different states, but, I mean, some people are going to have these things. And credit cards probably already have the thing. And so many other things.
I've already seen credit cards have those things.
Yeah. So that's why I'm mentioning, just trying to get people aware that there is an option that you have to these RFID chips to simply isolate them away from being lit.
Well, Simplex, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for all your contributions. We do have another caller on the line.
Okay. We're not
going to give you a DVD because we've already given you some. I gave out some.
I don't know. I gave out some at the Music Box in Chicago, so who knows. All right. Thanks. I'll talk to
you
later.
See you next week. Thanks, Simplox. Thanks for all you do. And
Mark.
We're going to go to Mark. Mark and Jim in Texas. In the great state of Texas, the Lone Star.
Yes. I'd like to say, bring up a subject more ludicrous than even the Faraday underwear or whatever the guy was talking about. It makes no sense to me, but this is your idea of calling your Illinois legislatures and demanding that they do something.
Yes.
Hey, I lived my whole life almost in Missouri before I retired, right next to Illinois, and there's not a crookeder state in the union almost in Illinois.
You got
and
that right.
This is almost like Mrs. Hen calling up Mr. Fox in charge of the hen house and say, I demand an investigation of all the missing hens in the hen house lately. And Mr. Fox saying, well, I'll certainly investigate, and I'll get right back to you. This is how ridiculous that. I know Illinois. I got friends in Illinois. This is one of the crookedest states in the union.
I agree with you. There's a lot of crooked states.
You live in Chicago.
We're broadcasting out of Chicago tonight, as always, and this is one of the crookedest cities in the entire country.
Well, Chicago controls the state more or less, as we all well know. But asking Illinois legislatures to do anything. I mean, this is Mayor Daley's state.
That's what we're going to do. And crooked as it is, we are going to look past that. And we're going to put pressure on these people day in and day out until they do something. And if they don't do something, they're going to have to answer to us. We're going to come back on the flip side. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi, lonelantern.org. Plug in. And we'll see you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government.
All right, we are back. Lone Lantern Radio, jacked on caffeine beyond recognition mentally tonight. But that's the way. We just got to keep this fire burning sometimes, you know. Jim, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight, and we are going to send you a free DVD. Stay on the line so that our board operator can get your information, and we will send that out to you ASAP. We've also got a Charles in Texas and John in Michigan on the line. We're going to go to Charles in the great state of Texas. What's going on, Charles?
I was just looking on the Internet, and there's a Less EMF, and they have that underwear, Faraday underwear. They have a Faraday canopy that you can put over your bed like a mosquito net, and all kinds of anti-magnetic fields in there.
What was the website?
Less, L-E-S-S-E-M-F.
LessEMF.com?
Less, L-E-S-S, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well,
and
you know,
they have a video where they have a bunch of Australians running under a super high power line, and they're holding fluorescent tubes, and they're lighting up in the dark.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's creepy.
Yep, it is. So you know, you might want to do something in your office there while you're on around your computer and everything to protect you from your computer and all the equipment.
Yeah, it's amazing when there's a power outage, you know, I feel the entire atmosphere change. I mean, you can literally, like, everything becomes de-energized. There's no electricity flowing through anything, and there's, like, a sweet sense of, I don't know, calmness that just kind of overtakes everything. You know,
right.
The hum of all the computers and televisions and VCRs and everything that's running is just, like, it's quiet. You can really feel that change. I mean, I don't really know what the point of the Faraday underwear is, unless you have a RFID chip, say, you know, where the sun doesn't shine.
Where do you carry your cell phone on your belt?
Your belt. Okay.
Yeah, but you can wear boxer shorts and pull them way up, and that'll protect you. But they have pockets. They have little Faraday bags for your cell phone, so when you're carrying it, and they have air tubes so that your ear doesn't go close to the magnetic field from the speaker for an earplug, and they have all kinds of things like that.
I wonder if that's where they got the name tinfoil hat.
Maybe. But if you lose a magnet on the tip of your radio antenna,
mm-hmm.
you lose your signal, so you don't get it. So you might be able to put a magnet over your RFID chip, and they won't know where you are.
Well, I'm never going to get one. I'm never going to let it get that far. But,
I
didn't get a chance to let anybody know.
Something back.
Exactly. Charles, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to send you a DVD tonight, so stay on the line. And Thomas will get your info, and we'll get that out to you. I didn't get to mention this earlier, and it's probably because I've got so much caffeine in my system today, that our chat room is open, and it is it's blowing up. People are chatting back and forth. We got a guy from ConspiracyCentral.net in there, Duff, Mike Chambers, Navas 13, Rita in Chicago, or I'm sorry, Colorado, Rita in Colorado, Sanar G, and Terminus. They're all hanging out, chatting away, conversing. So join the conversation at lonelantern.org/chat.html. And if you haven't seen our gear shop yet, and you want to support the Lone Lantern Society of America, you want to support what we're trying to accomplish. I shouldn't say what we're trying, but what we are accomplishing. Please go to gear.lonelantern.org. Gear.lonelantern.org. We have some really beautiful, beautiful shirts, hoodies, baby doll tees, mugs and clocks and bags with some handcrafted artwork, all by this wonderful lady, goes by the name of Inheritor. She's just done such a wonderful job creating some of this artwork. And, you know, even if you're not going to pick out anything, go over there and take a look at some of this beautiful work she's done, and let us know that you like it. Shoot us an email from the website. She would love to hear some of your feedback. But if you want to support us, and I hope that you do, pick up a shirt or a hoodie. It is that time of year where, you know, if you're up in the Midwest or especially those guys in New York, man, 9 feet of snow. You definitely need some insulation, and hoodies and sweatshirts can really accommodate that. We've got jerseys. We've got all kinds of really cool stuff, and I cannot rave enough about what she has been able to put together for us. Such a wonderful woman, a wonderful artistic eye, and she's just accomplished so much for us, and I want to thank Inheritor for creating the Lone Lantern Gear Shop for us. Check it out, www.gear.lonelantern.org, gear.lonelantern.org. Check it out and support the Lone Lantern Society of America. We're going to go down. Looks like we've got a John in Michigan. John, how are you tonight?
Fine. Yourself?
What's the good word from the state of Michigan?
Hey, you got a permit for that or a prescription for that drug?
I don't, I don't have any prescriptions for this drug. Not until Codex Elementarius comes in and they make it all legal.
Hey, I agree with you. You can take my head off before I voluntarily take their chip. But anyway, what I had in mind is you really think we'll defeat this system until people can figure out that Christianity is a more evil system than the Federal Reserve is?
You think Christianity is more evil? The religious Christianity or see, like, I don't necessarily agree with, you know, religious structure, but I do agree with, you know, Christianity in a personal relationship with Christ. That's what I believe in.
Right.
Structuralized religion, I think, has caused more problems than actual individuals, you know, personally communing with Christ through the daily reading of the Word and such.
That's what you've been programmed, the same as we've been programmed as a Federal Reserve. If you do research, you'll find out Christianity is total pagan religion to deceive us.
And how is that? Christianity?
Well,
the
pagan empire, Catholicism, invented the letter J in the 1600s, so there's 5,500 years. The Messiah wasn't even called Zeus. So they just put a change of J for a Z and call him Zeus, and that's not even close to the truth. You look up 1180 in your Hebrew concordance, and you find out Jehovah really means Baal. So the Christian entity is just a pagan religion, and the more we support it and promote it, the more we shoot ourselves in the foot.
So what is the solution? Godlessness?
No, look up Psalms 68:4, and they'll tell you his name is Yah. As in, hallelujah means praise ye, Yah.
So okay, I see what you're saying, okay, right.
So all these people, Christians, promoting Christianity are calling upon demons, and they pay their preacher or whatever, which is a fault, and they take that money and use it against us. The Catholic Church got sued $18 million for being sodomites. Who paid that bill, and where'd that money go?
Okay, I see what you're saying. I know, I understand that, you know, when Christianity was co-opted by the Roman Empire and it was merged into the state religion, and Catholicism adopted the dates such as Christmas, you know, and Easter. They brought them under the same dates that were traditionally used for the birth of the sun god and the rebirth of Ishtar and all these things.
Right. It's all
likewise false. with all the statues and the saint worship and all these things, you know, worshiping Mary and all that and praying to Mary. I don't agree with that type of Christianity in any way, shape, or form. And I guess I still need to look into more of the, you know, Yah and the Yahweh situation and that name of God.
Go to www.fossilizedcustoms.com and get his book. And
what is it again?
www.fossilizedcustoms.com and get his book, and he explains how the Illuminati got started, and that the Christianity is the beast that was and is not and yet is. It's the Christianity is actually Romans and Catholicism. It's a beast coming back to life, and it started. And it was,
So Christianity, in its purest sense, you know, after Christ was crucified, rose again, and ascended to heaven, the Christianity that was born out of that was, you know, pure Christianity, and then it was co-opted and polluted later on down the line. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Christ just means anointed one. It's not even a word. Actually, it means X. Christ actually means a swastika. And it don't have nothing to do with the Messiah, the real Messiah's name. You come in my Father's name, Yeshua, which means the Son of Yah. So we've been put upon us a pagan religion, and that's,
so you're telling me that Messiah and Yahweh are, or Christ and Yahweh and Messiah have three different meanings.
Exactly, 100% do. And look up Christ in your Hebrew concordance, you find out it means ex chasm or vacancy, and it means for the sun cross and the celestial equator from north to south, and that's where the cross comes from. You put the directional arrows on the end, you have a swastika. It means the sun revolving around the earth. So all it is pagan sun worship. And that's why Easter means is we're fertilizing Mother Earth, and I won't go into details what that means. 9 months later, the sun, S-U-N, is reborn. The shortest day of the year, approximately December 21st or 25th. So 9 months ago, we and fertilize Mother Earth, approximately April 20th in April, and that's what Easter's all about. Has nothing to do, Christ has nothing to do with the true Messiah.
Wow, interesting. And well, I think what you're talking about here is actually getting back to the root meaning of words, and to understanding the translations of the scriptures from the different versions of text. You know, personally, when I study the scripture, I have a program called eSword. It's a wonderful software program that is available free online.
You
that
go
will allow you to actually download probably like 25 different versions of texture of text. You can analyze different verses in all the different translations. It has a built-in concordance system, so you can really understand, get down to the root meaning of what a scripture really is trying to say. And I encourage everyone out there to do that.
Well, you go to this website I gave you, and you can get a scripture from Africa. They've been down here in the last few years that took all the pagan names out, and it has the real names and the real Hebrew names of it in there, translated the rest of it into English so we can obviously understand it, and it's called that, just the scriptures, because King James even says, you are servants to whom you obey. And in front of King James, it says King James, so all Christians are servants to King James unwittingly.
Wow. Well, there's a lot to be argued about Christianity, and, you know, I put my faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord, and my Savior, and my Messiah, and,
As we've been programmed, the same as we have to pay taxes in the Federal Reserve. So we've been fed a whole pack of lies because our forefathers refused to obey the commands.
Well, the Federal Reserve was put in place in 1913, and yes, we have been programmed to believe that to be true.
Look in the front of your Bible, and I'll tell you right there, originally written in 1611, or mine does, most of it 1600s, the letter J, like I say, was invented in the 1520s, so it's totally impossible. There's 5,500 years he was called something else, the same as the Federal Reserve says you have to pay taxes, and really it doesn't say that. It's a lie that's been put upon us.
Well, John, I want to thank you for calling in and with your insight, and I encourage everyone to go out there and seek out the truth for themselves, and meditate in prayer and seek it out. You know, and the Lord says that the Lord will. If you seek out the Lord, he will find you. So thank you for calling, John. And Thomas, get his name and address, and we're going to send him a DVD. We have who's Jeff in Vermont on the line. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Very good. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I listen to your show quite frequently. You have a good show.
Thank you.
With a lot of stuff you say. With this last caller, I mean, I've heard that theory before, but it doesn't matter. What's in your heart's in your heart, you know? I mean, I don't think Jesus cares what you call him. I mean, I think it's just nonsense, is my opinion. And if you have a good heart and you do good actions, that's all that matters. And you can call him whatever you want to call him.
I mean, I call him Jesus Christ. And, when I've prayed in the name of Jesus, I have seen healings take place personally in my own life, in my own physical body. I have witnessed healings take place in the name of Jesus Christ. So, I mean, hey, it works for me.
Yeah.
Christ has many names in Scripture.
Exactly.
You know, the way, he says, I am the light, I am the truth. No one comes to the Father but by me. So, you know, he's way, he's truth, he's light, he's Jesus.
It's in your heart.
Yeah, he's in your heart, and you know, if you live to imitate the teachings that he presented on this earth, and and you really believe that to be true, you believe that he died, resurrected, you know, you're going to be fine, and he'll take care of you. And he has taken great care of me throughout my life, and opened many doors, and I give Christ the glory in everything that I do. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not a saint, but I have to say that I owe Christ, my Lord, everything for all of it.
We all do. We all do. I'm not to change the subject at all, but this nine sketching me out. I'm a big 9/11 person. I've followed it since I heard there was a conspiracy, and I followed it probably about 3 years now, and I know pretty much everything there is to know about it, and No, I'm not saying everything, but, you know, I'm pretty well-versed on it. This Building 7 report that's coming out, I think within a month, it's supposed to be March 2007. Is there any activism going on to be at the NIST headquarters, going there and say, and talking to these engineers and say, no, this is our theory, you have your own theory, we have our theory, you need to take a look at our evidence. And
that's a good idea.
I don't know anybody that's doing that. You know, the 9/11 blogger and all these other people out there, yeah, we're sitting here talking to each other about it, but we need to go to NIST studio, and we need to go to their place. We need to talk to these people. We need to say, well, this is our theory. We can back it up. We have the evidence. Whatever you're going to say is going to contradict what we have. And this, it's just, it's getting to me. It's crunch time. These people are going to release it, and the whole mass media is going to go fall along like beat their media drum, and everybody's going to believe what they say, and we're going to be silenced again.
Well, I think have you been to our forum yet? Have you plugged in? Because that's a great idea, and I think the more people need to know about that, and that's why we have our forum there, so that people can post actions, ideas, and plans, so we can commit them to paper and let other people know about them, so we can begin to act on them. And that's why the Lone Lantern Society is here. Please stay on the line. We're going to come back on the flip side of this break. Lone Lantern Radio, republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Gary Franchi. This is the tail end of the show. Yes, it is. Hate to leave you, but we do have to run. But we're still here. Are you still on the line, caller? I forget your name. Forgive me.
Yeah, it's Jeff from Vermont. Yeah, and
any last comments before we close the show tonight?
Yeah, I guess I'd love to go on your blog and give my theory about it. But, you know, I'm so busy, just like every other American. You know, I'm logging. I have a full time job, sawing my own log. You know, I mean, I have four kids. You know, and it's hard, and it's hard to even go online, and it's hard to even listen to these programs sometimes because I'm just so busy. But you know, being a patriot, being a good person, trying to get the truth out there, and you know, and it seems to me, and I think all day, and I just think how to solutions to problems, but it seems to me that there's a lot of smart, intelligent people out there, but everybody has to be active, and everybody has to apply their knowledge to other people so they can learn, and it seems like some of that's missing, you know. I mean, I see a lot of, you know, facts and stuff, but I don't see solutions to a lot of these problems. And maybe it's just me, but I don't know.
We're coming up with those solutions, and this is like a slow-moving train. Once the train picks up speed, it takes a lot of energy to make it stop. And the more people we have on the train, the more communication we're going to have, the more energy and momentum we are going to have moving forward. So, you know, the time that you have is precious and valuable, and, you know, the way you spend it is up to you. But merely putting 1% or 2% of your day or any amount of energy you can put into it, whether you're posting on our forum or calling into the show or just listening, it adds up to the total sum of the movement. So I just want to thank you for calling in. Stay on the line. He's going to get your address. We're going to send you a free DVD for calling in tonight. Thank you so much. And I want to send a shout out to all of our Chicago folks that have been so dedicated in coming out to these meetings. Chad and Conti, Simplex, Mark, Brian, Mike, Dan, George, David, Gary, Mike in Milwaukee came down with his buddy. You know, thanks for all of the work you guys are doing, and you know, we can't do this stuff without you. And a special shout out to my beautiful wife, Angie. I couldn't do this without you either. And you know, we all need to have a support team in place wherever we are, working hard to defeat the New World Order. And that's why we're here. We are here to help you reach out to those people in your cities, in your towns, to build up your support network so we can start to restore this country. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we can't sit around and continue to, you know, watch TV and think that someone else is going to do the job for us. We need to stand up, go to our door, go to our window, say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and move forward by connecting with other people in your town, creating strategies, introducing legislation at the state level to supersede the federalization of this nation, and formulating street actions as well to get the word out and get public visibility on the topic, such as the reinvestigation of 9/11, holding accountable the criminals that have murdered American citizens. But I want you all to remember this. I am not here to make you a follower. I'm not here for you to follow me, because there are enough sheep already. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. And as a friend of mine said, when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. We will see you Wednesday. This is Lone Lantern Radio, Gary Franchi, lonelantern.org.